this episode of American Chopper. It's graduation day for Cody and Paul Sr.'s old school bike. And OCC gets a new home.
Today we say goodbye to the dirty dungeon.
Paul Jr.'s imagination takes flight with a radical new concept that gives a whole new meaning to the word chopper.
This bike is different right from the ground up.
The achievement.
Thank you very much, Paul.
The ambition.
Beautiful.
The aggravation.
Back off!
On this episode of American Chopper.
You know what? I'll throw that thing in the garbage. I don't give a
Today we're moving up to the new fabricating shop at the top of the hill. We're getting all the fabricating stuff out of this area, and we're gonna have a nice brand new shop to work out of. So today we say goodbye to the dirty dungeon.
Now that me and Cody are basically waiting on all the old school chopper parts to basically to come back from the painter and the chromer, I decided it was time for all the knuckleheads to move up to the new shop with us. But I gotta tell you, I'd honestly think that I'd rather get my ass kicked than to move all that crap upstairs. And of course, numbnuts ain't got a clue on how to get anything organized. Why the f- bringing this stuff now. This is the last thing that should go in here.
What's that?
This stuff. Bring your working stuff here first, not this.
It's all got to come up.
I understand that, but why would you bring this up now? This is going to be out here. It's going out tomorrow.
What is?
This stuff.
You know, I was kind of looking forward to getting into the new shop, but I got to be honest with you. It's been kind of nice not having to work side by side with my father.
I thought you'd have enough common sense to realize how to do that.
Listen, I have a ton of common sense. Right, I didn't know what you wanted up here.
Said, before anything comes up here, I said to you and Vinny, get things organized so everything goes where it's got to go. So before you bring anything else up here, get set up here.
Okay, how do you want to set up up here?
Listen, frames before up here? Anything comes, before
you should have specified what you wanted there.
It doesn't make any difference. Get set up here so when you bring here, you just don't throw it on the floor. Put it where it goes one time. That makes sense. Be a little smarter, that's all.
Okay. Breathe deep.
Bike back from the chromer, and I think that Cody's pretty enthused about getting this here bike started. All right, we got the rest of the chrome in here.
All right, cool.
And it's my intention to let him do as much of the work as possible. Let's get rocking on this thing, though.
No? Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, it'd be hard to find a worker like Cody, especially someone around his age. And boy, he picked things up quick, I can tell you that.
Are these guys tight?
Yeah. I've been learning a lot building this bike with Big Paul. I mean, he's been taking a lot of time showing me how to do things. You know, he really doesn't get aggravated if I make a mistake or if anything goes wrong.
Get things moving around a little bit, right? You know, to be honest with you, it's been a little while since I've done this much assembly on a bike.
All right, let's throw the trans in there.
I gotta tell you, it's kind of nice to get back in there. You know, and skin my knuckles a bit and get my hands dirty.
All right, Code, where are we at? Where are we at, bro?
Hey, Paul, with this you can't get 3 C's.
What can't you do?
Cody needed a little help getting those C-clips into that clutch.
Hey, Vin,
So I asked Vinny to give him a hand with it. And that didn't go over too well with Paulie, I can tell you that.
You can only get two.
It's every other one has a seat clip, right?
Yeah, because of the way they're staggered with the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Dad.
What?
I need Vinny.
Vinny's busy over here, all right?
Listen, we got way more things to do than you do.
You can do something over there. You don't need Vinny to hold your hand.
Yes, I need him right this second.
No, I don't think so. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
I need him to keep going here.
But I pay his salary, okay? So,
all right, so then I don't want to hear you crying when the stuff's not done, that's all. You will anyway, but I don't want to hear it.
Tell him, Vin. Whose name is on your check, Vin?
I don't know. I never looked.
Huh? Well, you better start looking.
You better start looking.
Somebody stole my drill bits again. Nothing safe, Code. Push up on him, man. Smoking, baby. We're smoking now, huh?
The bike's coming together pretty good, and we've made a lot of progress on it today.
Awesome.
And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow because Justin's finally finishing the paint, and we can finally get the tins on.
Well, we pretty much put the whole bike together, you know?
I know they're going to look awesome, and I really can't wait for this thing to look like a finished bike.
Pop, Cody, your tins are here.
Check it out.
Look at that, eh?
Incredible. I'm glad we went with some gold leaf on there. Yeah. Right?
Oh, man.
Between the gold leaf and the lettering, I think that Justin really nailed the look that we were going for.
This came out awesome.
You know, the great idea that Paul Sr. had for the sissy bar really turned out great.
That was good. I'm glad we did that, huh?
I mean, all the parts that Justin did for this bike really turned out awesome.
Let's get it together. Let's get this thing running, huh?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right, what's next?
You know, I really had a lot of fun doing this here project with Cody. But the truth is that, you know, it kind of took me away from a lot of the other things that I have to do to keep the business running.
It's coming together awesome.
Yeah.
Coming to life.
So even if there's no kind of hard deadline, we pretty much need to wrap this bike up today. And you know, that's doable, as long as we don't run into any major distractions or problems.
Dad, I'm here to kick your ass.
Why me?
Because I'm stressed.
Can't take me. If he didn't make me laugh like that, I'd hurt him.
I quit.
All right, Code, let's get back to work. Does it seem like it's binding?
After we got the chain on, we realized something was binding up.
Vinny, come here for a second.
So we really had to figure out what it was.
I get a feeling that transmission's cocked a little bit.
Yeah.
Which way's it got to go?
From what the chain looks like it's cocked this way. It almost looks like where the sprocket is, it's actually taking the links and twisting them a little bit.
Then we had to figure out how to fix it.
Let's back off on it and see if we can loosen the bolts on the bottom of the transmission. Right, back off on the chain, right?
All that took a while, so it doesn't look like we're going to finish the bike today.
See, that's tracking good right there.
But hopefully, if everything goes right tomorrow, we should be able to get it off the lift. Big Paul said he was going to be out of the shop for most of the day, taking care of some customer business. And he wants me to keep going on the bike. But to be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous about working on this bike by myself. It's a lot of responsibility, and I really don't want to screw anything up.
The more I see Cody work, the more I'm impressed with him.
All right, Cody, I'm going to show you exactly what you need here to wire this thing, all right? You know, sometimes you need some help with some things. But if you show him once, I swear, it's like he's an expert at it. And you know, it's kind of easy sometimes to forget how young he really is.
Sweet, right?
You know, I gotta tell you, if I leave Paulie at the shop to do something while I'm gone, I really don't know if it's gonna get taken care of or not. But with Cody, it just ain't no question. He gets it done and then some. Looks pretty sweet there, Code.
Yesterday, Cody pretty much finished up with the bike. Just about all that's left to do is gas her up and take her for a ride. And in my book, he earned that privilege, no doubt about it.
You ready for the old school, baby? Look at that thing.
Listen to him.
He's going, man.
Taking this bike out was just awesome. After all the work and stuff I put into it, it was just really cool to finally get it out on the road driving it.
Was that pretty cool, huh?
This thing is like unbelievable.
Huh?
Unbelievable.
What do you say we both go out for a ride?
All right.
Come on. Fire him up. One kick.
You know, when Cody started working with us about a year and a half ago, he really didn't know all that much about building bikes. And to look at him today and to see how far he came, it makes me proud. And it's really rewarding.
Oh, that was sweet.
Was that pretty cool, huh?
Oh.
Come on inside, I want to talk to you.
Oh, man. Whew, sit down. You know, I know you that, like on that other bike, that other project bike we did, you worked really hard on that. And I know you worked real hard on this bike, especially this bike. And, you know, with the other bike, I know that, you know, that bike meant something to you. And I think that, you know, I kind of like seen a little disappointment on you when we sold that bike, you know. So I think that, like, the difference between that bike and this bike is that this bike is yours.
Are you serious? You're kidding me.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
You know, it's just something that I really, from my heart, really wanted to do, you know?
I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say.
You know what you can do? Give me a hug. Thanks, pal.
Bye, bud.
Thank you.
Good. All right, let's go put them away.
Oh, thank you so much, bro.
I think that Cody was really surprised.
First thing I want you to do is clean it up.
Yeah.
But you know what? He really deserved that bike.
You look awesome riding on this thing, you know what I mean?
Because bottom line, he's really not an employee. He's part of the family.
Today I came down to the Comanche Helicopter Test Flight Facility in West Palm Beach. Because I'm doing a bike based on the Comanche helicopter. And really just here to get some ideas, do a little research, and really see the thing fly. The whole idea for this project really came about with a gentleman named Mike Landers, who's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Army.
When I saw the jet bike, I immediately thought of the Comanche helicopter, and I thought that looked like a chopper. So I called Paul Tuttle and kind of introduced him to the concept of a Comanche bike.
Wow, it looks awesome. I basically got a VIP tour from Colonel Bob Birmingham, who's the Comanche program manager.
Almost 900 shaft horsepower comes back to this tail, which provides a tremendous amount of thrust, which allows the aircraft to turn and do snap turns very, very quickly, gives the pilot a tremendous amount of control.
Yeah, I think we could do something with this for the back fender. And wheels, you know, something like this with the wheels. What is this here?
This is where we'll hang missiles.
This aircraft can go faster than any other helicopter we've got out there right now. And you really can't see or hear this aircraft coming in. And you can't see this thing on a radar screen. Now you take a look at, we call these angles here chine lines. And they go throughout the aircraft. And that's what really gives the edges and gives it that low observability effect for the aircraft so that we stay out of the radar contact. Grab the tubes there. There you go. That's how you do it.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. I thought it would be more like sitting in a NASCAR. This is pretty comfortable.
It's like a spaceship.
Yeah, it's very roomy. It was really awesome that the colonel actually let me climb into the cockpit. I mean, we're talking about a $60 million piece of machinery here, and that's not something I get to do every day.
So this is a joystick?
No, that's actually what we call a sidearm controller. That's part of the triple redundant fly-by-wire flight control system.
Wow. Sounds really technical. I got some good ideas already.
I think it's great that Paul was able to come down here, take a look at the aircraft.
The cockpit's got a great shape, great lines.
And I think that now that he's had a chance to look at the aircraft and kind of see it up close, I think he's going to be able to take these design lines and really take that back and translate that into just a dynamite bike.
You know, this Comanche chopper is unbelievable to watch. When I saw it flying today, it did things I didn't think was possible. It really blew my mind, so I'm very excited to get back home and start working on this project. That's the frame, the old stealth. The frame for this Comanche bike is crucial. It really had to fit in with the overall theme of the bike. So I talked to the guys over at Racing Innovation, and I had them fabricate a modified version of our rigid super stretch frame. So what they did is they replaced the round tubing that they normally use with square tubing that they then turned up on edge. I think that this frame itself, very stealthy looking, I think it's really going to work well with the theme. Ready to make the list, Papa? come on. You just killed the Comanche. For crying out loud.
We're planning on getting this bike done for a show that's coming up in Myrtle Beach in about 3 weeks. But between now and then, we're going to have other commitments that are going to be taking us away from the shop. So realistically, Paulie's going to have about 10 days to do all the design and fabrication on this bike. So it's important that we get organized right from the get-go.
All right, let's start with the motor and everything. Now, with H&L, I'd like to see everything black. Everything. Rocker covers, everything. The bolt heads, everything. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the motor, right?
Yep.
Same thing with the transmission.
Want the trans blacked out, too?
Blacked. All right? So...
I think the combination of, like, a brushed aluminum look with the flat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that contrast looked better than dark black and light, you know, like a flat black. And
black everything. Everything's black. Black. From head to toe, wheels, everything. I want everything to be completely blacked out. No colors anywhere. No aluminum, no nothing. Do you know what I'm saying?
If that's what you want, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I don't particularly think it's going to look that good, but...
You have no idea what it's going to look like.
What do you mean I have no idea?
Have we ever blacked out a bike front to back?
No, but I know what contrast is. I've built enough bikes to know that.
Right.
And I've done a lot of powder coat, so I do know that.
I'm not looking for contrast.
The glosses and the flat black, I don't.
Okay, what I'm saying is I'm not looking for contrast.
But if you're going to do.
Okay, let me just show you what I'm saying. This and this is contrast. It's still black, but it gives you contrast. That's what I'm saying. So still sticking with black, you still have a different look. Do you know what I mean? It's not the contrast we put on every bike with the chrome and the red or the chrome and the blue.
I don't know what you're trying to achieve, so...
Stealthiness. Total...
All right, but then everything's
look,
the same color.
Look.
I understand, and that's what I'm looking at. Everything's the same color.
Listen, everything is the same color, black, but on this bike, to have some contrast, you go with two different finishes, and you mix it up a little bit. It's still all black, but you have different finishes. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the contrast I'm looking for.
You know, sometimes when Paulie gets something in his head, there's like no change in his mind, you know what I mean?
Powder coat the wheels. I think.
But he's the one designing this bike. All I can do is make sure that he gets everything he needs when he needs it. The rest, well, that's up to him. All right, I'm taking care of the motor, taking care of the transmission, I'm taking care of the belt drive, the front end, the foot pegs, the lights, the forward controls, the motor mount. And the color combination here between the gloss black and the flat black. So that's my responsibility. I know what I got to do. You know what you got to do? Let's do it.
We need more pressure.
That'll come later.
That'll come naturally.
Yeah.
In order to replicate the stealth design of the Comanche's body, I really need to build this gas tank from scratch myself. And getting the exact angles and measurements is critical. Because if any one line is off, the tank's gonna end up looking lopsided and then it'll be junk. So it's really important that I take my time and stay really focused. Come on, beat it, I was sleeping. You woke me up. This is what they use for hammering tanks out. And we're not thinning it or stressing it, you know?
Yeah.
For the tank, I'm using 16-gauge cold-rolled steel. The shape is basically an elongated octagon, and all the angles are gonna come off the sides to give it a real boxy, stealthy look. That's nice.
You know, this is probably the most complex raw fabrication me and Paulie have done on a tank since I've been working here at OCC. Last few projects, the custom tanks were fabricated out of house. And all we basically had to do was modify them a little. But this is pretty intense work.
Good. Building a boat, man.
Looks it.
Pretty good back in here.
big bastard of a tank. Anytime you're fabricating something from scratch, you know, a one-of-a-kind item, you really don't know what it's going to look like until you see it start to come together. And when I mocked the tank on top of the frame, it was pretty obvious that the tank was just a little too tall. It didn't really have that sleek, stealthy look that I was looking for. So basically, I decided to do a little modification. So what I did is took about an inch and a half off the height of the tank. And then refit and remounted the top of the tank. And that pretty much did the trick. It's a good ship lollipop. Stealthy at least, then?
Looks good. Looks real stealthy.
You know, one of the features I decided to include into the design of the tank is the cockpit. So in order to do that, I have to cut out a void. Later, I'm going to fabricate a framework to create the windows.
One of the biggest challenges with this tank is figuring out how to mount it because of the squared off backbone we're using. It's a little trickier to do than most of the other bikes that we do around here.
Vin, last piece.
Last piece.
You know, it's taken me 3 days to fabricate this tank, and it's still really not finished. But the truth is, when you're building bikes like these...
Let's get out of here, Vin.
There's no telling how long the fabrication's gonna take. Nothing about fabricating this tank has turned out to be simple or easy. And it's really taken a lot longer than I had hoped. I pretty much have the basic structure finished, but now me and Vinny have to go ahead and mount it, which is kind of tricky. We got to cut a 3-inch strip out of the bottom of the tank, and then we're going to weld in the mounting bracket that Vinny made. There's not a lot of room for error here, because if we cut the slot too wide, we're gonna have to replace the whole bottom of the tank. And if the slot isn't cut perfectly straight, then when we mount the tank, it'll be cockeyed. So actually, something that seems fairly simple is really pretty complicated.
You're missing half the disc, man.
That was working, though.
You know, Paulie always comes up with these big ideas for his projects, but and there's really nothing wrong with that. But you know, you always got to keep the schedule in mind, and you got to plan accordingly. Sometimes I think he bites off more than he can chew on these projects. You know what I mean?
And then at the last minute, he starts complaining that he's going to run out of time and he's not going to be able to meet the deadline. And I got to tell you, when that happens, that aggravates the hell out of me.
This thing takes time. You don't know.
My baby over here. Don't finish the thing. Stop.
Listen, what are you talking?
You're watching cartoons on the film over here, or
that was doing research. I gotta see what I'm building. Listen, if you had a clue as to what you were talking about, you'd be dangerous. Couldn't even buy a clue.
The thing is, evidently I do have a clue.
You do. You know. I know. Look here, here, here. Finish making that. You don't have a clue.
That don't impress me at all.
Listen, I'm not trying to impress you.
All I do is work on that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, you don't know how much time it takes.
No, I do know. I do know. I do know how much stuff.
You know how much time this takes?
Whether you're building that or you're building a skyscraper, everything takes a certain amount of time.
Right, right.
My whole thing here is that it's a complicated thing, and I'm not denying that, but you're dealing with
it. You are, though, because you... Well, listen, how do you know how much time this takes?
I'm not saying...
You don't have a clue. So why do you say you know?
But I do have a clue about how much time you waste.
Listen,
that's what I do have a clue about.
Wait a minute.
Everybody here knows the same thing, because you're always dilly-dallying around, looking out...
Building yourself!
On your...
Building yourself!
I'll throw it in the garbage.
I don't care what you do.
I'll throw it in the garbage.
This is your kingdom. Yeah.
Here we are again, Mr. Movie Star. You know what? I'll throw that thing in the garbage. I don't give a
You know, the thing is, when Big Paul and Paulie go at it, I can see both sides. They both have their points. But we got a deadline for this bike, and we gotta make it, so I gotta keep pushing through no matter what.
Uh-oh. The offset plate hits the frame. Not good.
When I set the motor in, because of the way the square tubing is set on end, there wasn't enough room for the offset spacer. Basically, I had to cut a chunk out of the frame to make enough room for the offset spacer. So mounting the motor, which should have took a couple of minutes, ended up taking about 2 hours.
Oh yeah,
that's money right there. G-Money.
How's it going, Vin?
You don't even want to see. I was grinding the frame to smithereens.
Were you?
Yep.
That's cool. Now that I got the tank finished and Vinny has the motor mounted, I'm going to start fabricating missile flaps that I'm going to attach to the frame just underneath the seat. You know, for me, detailed pieces like this are extremely important because that's what really pulls off the theme. The challenge is to make them look like they're part of the overall design, and they can't look like you just slapped them on there last minute. Once I cut out the basic shape of the flaps, I put it in the press brake so that the flaps would fit the basic contour of the bike. And the difficult part is to get that bend perfect so that the flaps mirror each other perfectly. The problem is, if you screw up, you gotta start the whole process over again. For the missiles, I'm using 50 caliber dummy rounds. I used the same technique on the jet bike, and it really worked well. You know, using these dummy rounds really saves me a lot of time, because if I had to fabricate these missiles, it'd really take me quite a while. And we only have about a week to finish the fabrication on this bike, so every second counts. Today, the first thing I wanted to get done were the missile flaps. But almost right away, I started running into problems. Once I had the exhaust pipes on, I realized that the corner of the missile flap had to be shaved down so that it missed the pipe.
Son of a monkey.
They're only a half inch too big, but there's not a whole lot of room on this bike, so everything had to fit just right. You know, you're always gonna have to make minor adjustments to your design once you start piecing everything together. I don't even care about motorcycles. I just wanna sing and dance. After I had the flaps the way that I wanted them, I had to come up with a way to mount the missiles. So I fabricated a mounting bracket that will hold three missiles on the underside of each flap. And when I was done with that, I could finally mount it on the bike.
Vinny.
What?
Stop. You guys stop what you're doing and straighten out in here. Straighten out. Hey, and that saw. Again, this, hey. Listen to me. Listen. Listen to me. I'm talking to you, all right? Listen to me for a second. Yo.
I'm listening.
We had an agreement that you made the track and stuff like that. There's no reason for everything laying on the saw here. I don't know why I got to keep repeating myself. I really don't. It's like a daily thing. Every day, I got to say the same thing over and over.
What'd you say?
You know what? Pretty soon, I'm just going to say one word, and that's out of here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Let me see.
I need a vacation.
Hey, let me see one more time the saw being clustered up like that. One more time. I made no bones about it when we moved into this new shop that it wasn't going to be like before. Crap lying all over the place. Sometimes it's like working with a bunch of monkeys that you got to train. I just don't get it. What's so hard about keeping things organized?
Today we got a tank back from Romar.
She's shiny, Vin.
They reinforced all the welds, then they pressure tested to about 10 pounds per square inch to make sure there isn't any pinhole leaks.
Beautiful. Jeez.
She's nasty looking alien, huh? Alien creature, what are you doing?
Look at that.
Is it going in?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh. You know, there's absolutely no way, with all the things I want to put on this bike, that I could do it without Vinny. The fact that I can fabricate detailed pieces, like the running lights on the frame, and still can count on him to do the mock-up, is just a great deal of pressure off of me.
After I got the belt drive on, I ran into a fairly serious problem. There wasn't enough room for the rear pulley on the back wheel.
This sucks hunky-dory.
So I had to take everything apart and cut out another notch in the frame. You know, these are the problems that you really can't plan for, but they take up a lot of time.
Do me a favor.
Watch that, bud.
Can you tap that axle in?
What?
Tap that axle in.
Good, tight. Tighten up.
Like a piece of garbage.
Once I got everything back on the bike, we ran into another snag. The rear wheel was not tracking right.
Here, let's try and tweak it.
I'm gonna.
Right there.
Let me see how far off I am, if that's acceptable.
That's tracking fine for my taste. We adjusted the wheel so it tracked right, but that caused another problem. What do you got?
Just shy of an inch and an eighth.
The wheel seemed to be cocked at an angle.
This is killing it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like just throwing time out the window.
So what do you think?
Well, the tire's got to come back off. I'm going to take the tire off
okay,
and grind
but
some
what
more.
Do you think's the fix here?
For what? Tracking problem?
Yeah, tracking problem.
I can't even tell if we got a tracking problem now. Because now it turns good, but we're cocked. I can't straighten it because then it rubs. I can't even turn it.
Wow. That's not right. Something's got to be figured out with the spacing on this thing. It's not right. We thought we were going to have to take everything apart again, but Vinny came up with a pretty simple way to fix it.
I'll cut a 3/16 spacer and put it in there. I'll shim this a little more.
And it'll
That'll make everybody's life easier. It'll bring the tire over this way more, which will stop our tracking problem.
And not only that, that'll solve all our clearance problems.
Done deal.
He cut a spacer for the axle that would keep the wheel centered and tracking right.
Yeah?
Okay.
Good. Headache number one done.
You know, with all the problems we had with the rear wheel, we're definitely behind schedule. I'm not all that confident that we're going to be able to get this bike done on time.
Lift the back up. Hang on.
What else has to be done to this bike to get this thing done?
The rear fender, the handlebars, the cockpit. I got to mount these lights up front and the gun up front. Basically, the whole thing still got to be done.
I don't really care what bike you're building, whether it's a customer's bike or one of these elaborate bikes, there's always going to be problems. You can count on that. You got to expect the unexpected. And you think by now Paulie would realize that. And here we are again with our backs to the wall. And to be honest with you, I don't feel one bit sorry for him, because if you ask me, he brings all of this on himself.
I understand that schedules and deadlines are really important, but for me, what really matters is building a great bike. And I don't want to compromise my work. Because you know, if you're going to do something, you got to give it 110%, or else what's the point? So if we could get the bike finished in time, then that's great. But if we can't, then I'll just have to deal with that later.
Time on American Chopper. Yeah. It's a battle of wills.
This is going to be heated.
And a war of words.
Everything revolves around you.
No, you.
No, you.
As time runs out on the Comanche Bike Project.
They better kick it into high gear or they're not going to make it.
What happened?
The OCC crew hits the highway and says goodbye to the Big Apple and hello to the Big Easy.
This place is big, huh?
The passion.
Start the generator, Don.
The pride.
It was a very emotional experience.
The praise. Next time on American Chopper.